Hey, have you heard this story in Columbus? There's this proposal that these people with an organization are trying to get going. They want to pay homeless people to pick up trash. Now, instead of sitting on the corner asking for money, say, hey, maybe go around and pick up some of the litter and trash.
Well, that's a great idea.
Around the roadways and highways and everything. The Columbus Dispatch is reporting on this, that organizers are seeking $40,000 from the city. Yeah, good luck with that. So Columbus can launch some year-long pilot program in the city's Franklinton neighborhood. The goal would to be pay homeless people $10 an hour to clean up homeless camps and surrounding areas. Listen, I may just become homeless. $10 an hour. And you get to work outside. Get that summertime tan going on a little bit.
That sounds like a good idea.
They say it may help them find jobs, too, in the future.
Right. And save some money, help them get out on their own.
Wasn't it Columbus who wanted to ban all the panhandlers? See, they wanted to make that illegal, right?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I could have swore like a year ago they wanted to ban that whole thing and make it illegal. But anyway, we'll see if they get that passed. Yeah, they're seeking money from the city. Good luck with getting your $40,000. Yesterday in downtown Akron, as you see a bunch of things if you head downtown, good or bad. But we saw someone right off the interstate with the sign and everything.
Right.
And we were actually stopped at a light right there. I think it's Exchange. And we saw the gentleman standing over on the corner. And he turned and looked at us and then turned around. And then we saw him pull his cell phone out of his front pocket. We're like, oh, yeah, you need some loose change, do you? Need a couple bucks.
Isn't that so frustrating?
It's almost laughable, really.
I think it's frustrating. I don't think it's funny. I get really upset about it because there are truly people out there who need help financially. And they're just stealing. They're stealing from people. They're just being dishonest.
There are, but
it drives me bananas.
There are some folks who may be a tad bit naive.
Right.
And they'll, you know, throw them some loose change or a couple bucks here and there.
Frustrating. It just bothers me because you know that their car is parked like
right
around the block, and it's probably like a brand new Malibu or
something. Nicer than yours.
Right, and it's just, that's why I never give to those people, and it's not that I don't care about those people, it's just I don't trust them. You don't know who you're giving it to.
Gotta earn Michelle's trust.
And who knows, if you give them $20, they're not gonna go to the store and grab like a six pack of beer. Like, I'm not giving you money for that. I'll go to McDonald's and get you a cheeseburger and bring it back instead of giving you money.
What are you going to use this money for?
Right.
So, nothing given, Michelle. Everything is earned in Northeast Ohio. Hey, we really didn't get to talk all last week. It happened Friday. Once we went off the air, we kind of found out about it, right? The whole Anthony Bourdain situation. Netflix, when that happened, when they found out that Anthony Bourdain committed suicide last Friday, they said, we're going to get rid of his Parts Unknown on Netflix. They said, we're just going to end it, get rid of it. Now the fans have actually kind of reached out to Netflix, obviously through social media, Twitter to be exact, and said, hey, bring it back. So Netflix said, okay, you know, well, we said it's going away, but we'll bring it back if folks want to see it. Even though, obviously, Anthony Bourdain no longer with us. That should it be up to his family, though, to decide if they still want his show to air? I mean,
I don't know.
Whoever has, I guess, ownership of that, of that
his
property,
estate, I suppose.
Or does CNN own it? I really don't know. Netflix sent out a tweet. Some fans have noticed that Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, was scheduled to come off Netflix, but as of today, this was yesterday, we've extended our agreement that we'll keep Parts Unknown on the service for months to come. So apparently it'll be there for a while. He was 61. Obviously, death ruled suicide. Yeah. Say he hanged himself, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
I think that's what I read. I don't know where I read that at. But
it's sad.
Could you imagine that he was on location getting ready to shoot?
I know.
And folks were probably like, well, Anthony's sleeping in a little late this morning. We might want to go, might want to go see what he's up to.
Gosh, that's sad.
That came, well, then Kate Spade before that, right? Which is some fashion designer in New York, and she's actually David Spade's sister-in-law.
She's
married to David Spade's brother, which, anyway, David Spade, actor and all that stuff, SNL back in the day. But I was waiting for one more, because they say these celebrity deaths and stuff, they come in threes. So I was waiting. Once I heard about Bourdain and obviously Kate Spade happened, I said, well, there's still waiting. What's the timeline on that? Within a week? So we still have maybe a day or two?
I don't wish
get,
that.
To get the third? Who could it be? Who could be the next celebrity to go, to complete the cycle?
So what we used to have, speaking of celebrity deaths, this sounds a little morbid, but we used to have a list of...
Who's we?
When I worked at 19, we used to have a list of celebrities who were approximately 90 years and older.
Uh-huh.
And we would just have like a running joke of like who was going to be the next one on this list. And it was like a bet.
Wow.
I know. Isn't
betting,
it?
Betting on one's death, Michelle.
It sounds terrible.
What do you TV folk do with your downtime? Good God.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Now that I think about it, that's pretty morbid. Terrible.
You people in TV, my gosh. Here in radio, we creatively and organically come up with content. You guys are wishing death upon celebrities.
We're not wishing. We were just seeing who's going to be next.
To get some content on your
airwaves.
And
it was only people who were over 90. It wasn't anything like... I know it sounds terrible. Like, I think Betty White was up on that list. Mm. Dick Van Dyke, maybe.
Yeah.
Some older celebrities.
And if you happen to get this right, what do you win? Like, the company gives you a big bonus check or what?
No, it was bragging rights? I don't know. So stupid.
Bragging death rights.
Sounds terrible, and I'm actually embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be.
I feel bad for even saying that out loud.
It's great. It provides us with now great content, so thanks. Maybe we should start our own list. Hey, number one video trending on YouTube right now. The teaser trailer for Tim Burton's new live-action Dumbo film. Yes, I said live-action Dumbo film. If I told you the original Dumbo, Walt Disney, came out in 1941?
My gosh.
What would you say? I did not know Dumbo came out. The original.
Me neither. That's so crazy.
In 1941. But no, for real, live action of Dumbo. I mean,
did you see the trailer?
Real elephant? No, it's right here.
It's so good.
4.7 million views in a day. So it's obviously I'm watching it right now. Number one on trending. Is it like? It's got to be real, right? Real elephant?
No, I don't think it's a real elephant.
It says live action film.
Well, look at it.
I am right now. This is great radio right now. The film has Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton.
Danny DeVito, too. Mm-hmm.
Is he the penguin? Or is he the...
The penguin?
Is he the elephant?
I don't think
All right, I'm
so.
Skipping ahead in
it
this
is
trailer.
So good.
I need to see
it.
This is a real...
It gave me goosebumps.
Oh, that was short. Shortest trailer of all time.
No, it's not that short. I think it's like a minute long. But the song
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it like four times.
So is it a real elephant?
I don't think so. No. Look at it. It looks like it's computer.
It's not animated, though.
Well, it looks like it's computer enhanced or something. It does not look like a real elephant. It doesn't. Look at it.
All right.
There is a scene in the trailer where the elephant opens his eye, and his eye is not of that as a real elephant. I mean, I've never been that close to an elephant.
You stared deep into an elephant's eyes before?
Right, I've never been that close to an elephant, but it just doesn't look real. And I don't think a baby elephant would... allow you to get that close with that. I mean, just look at it. Watch.
I just tried.
Well, maybe the next break you can really get into it and watch it.
March 29th, 2019. You have to wait for Dumbo to take flight in theaters. See what I did there? Dumbo and the big ears, elephant that flies.
And there's a part in that trailer where the elephant flies, and that's not real.
Right. Yes, because elephants... Elephants cannot fly.
Right.
We are breaking news, everybody. Breaking news. Michelle, take it away.
Elephants can't fly.
There you have it from the newsroom. Also, according to Michelle, pigs also cannot fly.
That is yet to be determined. I'm kidding.
When you see one, alert me. Immediately.
They're also making a live-action Aladdin, too, I believe.
Heard that. Will Smith, the genie, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think, aren't they doing a live-action Lion King?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I love Disney. I'm a huge Disney freak. Our wedding was Disney-themed.
Hold up. For real?
Yeah, it was Beauty and the Beast. Swear to God.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll show you photos.
So Chad, obviously the beauty, and
yep.
That's how it went down. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So did you have, what was the candlestick and the
we
clock?
We had the candelabras.
Yeah.
We had the rose in like a glass dome on
wow.
the centerpiece.
A true fairy tale wedding,
yeah,
kind of.
It was. And my dress was the way that it was not designed, I guess. It was cut off at the shoulder, kind mm-hmm. of like how Belle's dress was. It was white, but yeah.
Very interesting.
Something you didn't know. I'm a huge Disney freak.
Learning more about you more and more each and every single day.
Yes.
Hey, remember later we will pick another contestant for our Father Mo's Best Contest. That, of course, has been happening all week. We're finding folks who will get automatic invites to our beach party to win themselves that nice Columbia riding lawnmower, all brought to you by Boyd's Mower and Repair. Also, all contestants automatically go home with $25 to Sugar Valley Meats.